I want you to notice how it feels in your body today. Can you be nice and soft and relaxed? Does it feel effortless when you sit here with your eyes closed? So that's what we're looking to achieve, that really comfortable position that takes no effort so that we can bring all of our awareness down into the pelvic floor. So with that awareness in the pelvic floor, we're going to do one contraction where we bring everything together step by step, just to turn everything on and to remind you of the steps that we use to create these contractions. So we're going to start by bringing the pubic bone at the front and the tailbone at the back towards each other. So drawing front to back. And then we're going to take the sitting bones on either side and draw them towards each other. And then we're closing the external urethral sphincter and drawing the urogenital diaphragm up into the body. So as though we're trying to hold our pee. And then we're going to draw the anal sphincter upwards and inwards as though we're trying to hold in a fart. And then feeling the perineum, that space between the anus and the opening of the vagina if you're a woman, or the balls if you're a man, and you're going to draw that upwards and inwards. And then all of the women, you're going to close your vaginal passage and draw upwards and inwards. If you're a guy, you're going to reach down with your mind, grab your balls and try to drag them up towards the back of your spine. So feel that nice solid contraction, taking everything together, all of those different steps. And relax. So now that you've sensed your floor and you know if you have been doing these different exercises to try and reconnect to your pelvic floor and enhance that connection between the brain and the pelvic floor, you know if there's a particular contraction that you need to work on a little more. But what we're going to work on today is the actual speed work. So we're going to start slowly with our speed, but eventually you can do it really quickly. So let's just imagine that whole contraction. So if you've done the endurance work, you know that you take everything, you hold it all up and in together, and then you relax it after the count of 5 or 10 or wherever your endurance is. What we're going to do now is we're going to work on lifting everything and letting it go, lifting everything and letting it go. So starting with the eyes closed, nice and relaxed, relaxing the stomach, relaxing the backside. You're going to bring your awareness to the pelvic floor. You're going to inhale, and on the exhale, lift, and then inhale, let go. Exhale, lift, inhale, let go. Exhale, lift, inhale, let go. Exhale, lift, inhale, let go, and just relax for a moment. Now, how did the exhale lift feel? Did you feel like you were getting your contraction, that you were actually reaching everything? Did you feel like you were lifting your eyebrows or lifting your shoulders or bringing it in somewhere else? Sometimes we can get a little panicky when we start to try to reach down. When I teach this in the yoga class, very often what you'll see is people are using their shoulders or their eyebrows to try and do these quick lifts. It's like when you start to try to introduce speed, you can get a little panicked. So we're not looking for super fast to start. We're looking to just reach it. So you're just looking to grab your pelvic floor with your mind. Lift it all up, let it all go. Lift it all up, let it all go. So let's do it again. So you're going to inhale nice and deeply, nice relaxed pelvic floor. You should feel a little bit of a downward motion when you inhale. And then as you exhale, lift and inhale, relax. Exhale, lift, and inhale, relax. Exhale, lift, and inhale, relax. Exhale, lift, and inhale, relax. Just take a moment, relaxing again. So we're getting ready to do another round. You want to make sure that in between each contraction that you relax completely. The relaxation is as important, if not more important, than the actual contraction. If you think about how the muscle fibers are, you want them to be able to really kind of have that nice optimal length tension relationship. And if we want to look at the length tension relationship, we can imagine that I have actin and myosin here, the two little bands basically that hold onto each other in your muscle. And if we imagine that this is an optimal length tension relationship, then the contract is coming all the way this way and the relax is coming all the way that way. And there's good slide and glide between the little filaments in the muscle. That's what you want. Now, if you imagine that you have muscles that are overly contracted, they're going to be gripping like this, so they can't really go anywhere. Or if you imagine muscles that are overly stretched, they're going to be gripping like this, so they also don't have enough grip to be able to do the slide. So you want your muscles to be able to slide back and forth. So think about letting go completely and relaxing, and think about lifting up completely when you contract. Let's do one more round. So relaxing your body, again, closing your eyes if you have opened them, feeling down into your pelvic floor, taking a complete inhale as you relax and you feel a little downward motion. And then you're going to exhale, lift, inhale, relax, exhale, lift, inhale, relax, exhale, lift, inhale, relax, exhale, lift, inhale, relax. So they're quite short breaths that you're taking. And obviously we don't want to hyperventilate. So we're not going to be, when we get faster, losing our breath. We're going to stay nice and relaxed, but we're going to try to speed it up a little bit. So I'm going to clap my hands, and you're going to, on each clap, you're going to lift. So don't think now so much about your breath. Just, I want you to try to flick in time with the clapping. So closing the eyes, relaxing the body, getting ready, and contract, relax, 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 contract, relax. Okay, we did a few, but you get the idea. So this is not something that you need to use a video for. You don't need to listen to me. You can actually do this by yourself. But I want you to think of that motion of squeezing, letting go, squeezing, letting go, squeezing, letting go, that nice contract, relax, and really relax. I mean, really try to let go completely before you grip again. This practice starts, it can be a little tricky when you start. The key thing is to be able to keep the rest of your body relaxed. And when I started with my rehabilitation, what I found was that I tried to relax, but other things were turning on. So for example, you can have the internal obliques can start to switch on, and you can feel maybe that your glutes are starting to switch on, or just your eyebrows. I mean, you can easily lift your eyebrows when you're doing these exercises. So try to find complete stillness in a comfortable seat when you're doing it.